Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I want it to read, tough on aphids, easy on ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
OGI is at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. If you liked Double Stop CL Plus, you'll be even more satisfied with its successor, Strad CL Plus. Strad CL Plus is closely related to Double Stop CL Plus, but it starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier. Strad CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standard for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strad CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
We had a really exciting Friday afternoon here as the live cattle and feeder cattle market got quite a bit higher. June live cattle were 118.70, up $1.12. And that is their highest level since the beginning of May. Back in May, they went up just a hair higher. The high back on May the 12th was 119.42. So that's the next resistance. Today's high on June was 119.10. So we're almost there. But back in April, we were nearly 125. The August live cattle were up $1.47 at 120.02. Their high about back on May 12th was just under 123. So quite a bit of room there, but we're back above moving averages. It seems like there's a lot of optimism in the market and people jumping on board here. So that's a great sign, a great finish to the week, and hopefully we can carry that through Monday morning with a little bit higher trade. Box beef at midday was down 48 cents on choice, select down $4.89, but we're still over $300 on both of those. 337 on choice, 305 on select. The choice select spread's $32.26. The slaughter today was 119,000, a little bit below where we needed to be, but it's still up there. There's talk about slaughter weights coming down here, and I think that's just people trying to rush them through due to the high price feed.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, today's grain futures market just seems to be having some fatigue more than anything else. We're 6 to 14 lower on the corn market. Beans are anywhere from 20 to 35 cents lower here. The July beans got hit hardest today at 15.08, down 35 cents. So disappointing there for the old crop beans. Just a massive sell-off here. And I think the rainfall may be moving through some of the northern states. I know Iowa and Nebraska is getting some currently, and the Dakotas as well, overnight. But it's still hot, and it's still got some plenty of challenges ahead. They need more than just one or two rainfalls. But right now, the hedge funds, I think, are rolling out of the old crop into the new crop. And so some of those spreads are moving. For example, that July-November soybean spread is 69 cents, down 15 cents on the day. So that's a huge move for one day on a soybean spread. Corn futures were down 14 in July at 685. December's at 610, down 6.5. December did come back significantly off the lows, 14 cents off the lows. So really good comeback for the December corn. Wheat's down about 4 to 4.5 cents on both Kansas City and Chicago. Cotton futures are going to be down just a little bit, down about 30 cents here at 87.39. The Dow Jones currently down 50 cents. Crude oil up about 50 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.